This is HPR episode 1729 entitled Shields Up Wood Stove Heat Shield Project. It is hosted by David Whitman and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, David Whitman builds a safety heat shield for a wood stove in his shop.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, David Whitman here from St. Helens, Oregon. I wanted to share today a little bit about the project that I took on to make my wood stove heater a little bit safer in my shop. Now, I don't use wood heat in my house necessarily. I do have a pellet stove in there that has a control system on it. I don't use it very much because we have cheap electricity rates and a heat pump. But in my shop, when I bought my place, the shop was already built. So it was fairly modern, only a couple of years old. And it already had a wood stove that had been installed with a permit that had been properly installed. And so I felt pretty good about this. But as I was using it, it did what all wood stoves do. It got over hot sometimes. So you'd have to keep adjusting, or I'd have to keep adjusting the airflow when I loaded wood in, and that the amount of fuel that it has in it and the airflow really control the temperature of it and the type of fuel. So it got pretty hot at times. You're burning some small dry wood. If the air is a little too wide open, the top of the wood stove where the flame hits, I observed with an infrared non-contact thermometer, one of those IR guns that I have, I observed the temperature at 900 degrees on the top of the metal. Now the stove is lined with some brick to keep it from degrading the metal on the bottom, and it does have kind of a internal, I think, flame shield up there, but it was 900 degrees on the top. The sides rated out around 535, 500 Fahrenheit, so that was also pretty hot. When I read the side plate on the stove, it declared that it needed to be 18 inches from the back wall, which in my shop has a 2-foot cement stem wall that goes to a 6-inch footing, and the floor is poured on top of the footing, so I have about 18 inches of concrete before the sheetrock starts on the wall. Then it's covered with wallboard, and it's an insulated shop. It's quite nice, really, nicely done, with a finish on it and painted. So the walls of the stove are 500 degrees, the top 900. The tag said install the stove 18 inches, which it was, away from the wall, and at least 30 inches on the side. The back 18 inches, the sides 30 inches. There's a lot of space there. Things get put in that area around the stove, because no matter how big a shop is, it's never large enough. You'll always get a piece of equipment or some project in it that takes up some space. I thought I would build something to protect the wall surface behind the stovepipe from heat, extra heat in case of a chimney fire, and the sides just give them some sort of passive protection. So that if things were closer, combustible things were closer than the 30 inches for some reason, that I wouldn't have a problem with that, and I have a little more peace of mind. The first thing I thought of was using concrete blocks. They cost a dollar or two each. They're easy to stack up. They're 8 inches by 16 inches. by 6 inches, so they're modular, or you can get an 8-inch wide block, 8x8x16. You can get 12s if you desire also. Other stone materials like bricks are available. You can get a 4-inch block. And I started looking at how many I would need, and they're ugly. They didn't really lap out correctly so that I could make a nice looking wall around my stove or a place to hold the heat in to keep the floor space and areas from being hot. And I certainly couldn't do anything with the stovepipe with the blocks. They were a viable solution, but not the one I really wanted to go with. And looking good, is that important to me? Not all that much. What works is really most important. But as I thought about some things that I had observed in my lifetime, I had noticed that people use insulation and metal a lot of times to contain heat. A metal heat shield, a piece of metal between something hot and another object, will keep the object from getting not so hot. Think of the 454 engine. Had the starter was real close to the exhaust manifold. Chevy put a metal heat shield in to protect that, to keep it from getting hot and it getting degraded. You'll notice in your cars a lot of times there'll be a piece of metal, just a shield, a little barrier in a way that keeps things from degrading or getting too hot. Wiring, it doesn't matter what it is. Around the hot surfaces, if it's extremely hot, there will be a piece of metal there. So I decided to use metal for my project. And I like to save a little money on my projects. I like them to be useful, but also to save money. I won't go to the extent of going out and getting a piece of total scrap that doesn't look somewhat good, but I don't want to just get a rusty old piece of junk. So I went down and bought some corrugated metal roofing. It's about 20 gauge from the building supply store. And I took some new EMT conduit, electrical metallic tubing that's used to pull wires through. I bought the half-inch stuff from the Home Supply in Portland. And this stuff is really inexpensive. I like to have a few pieces of it around. It's really nice just to cut. You can cut it easily with a hacksaw or a tubing cutter. It's really nice to take around the field and to drive in the field for posts, to put a flag on for something, you can put it in the garden for stakes and that. And I've used it, driven it in ground around a newly planted tree and used sisal twine to then hold the tree up so the wind wouldn't blow it over while it was getting its root system. So I took some of that and bent myself a hoop out of that and attached a piece of this sheet metal, which was 24 inches wide. I attached it to either side of this hoop that I built, so I made a little stand with a wall with an air gap in between it for each side of the wood stove, dropped a couple of pieces of tubing across the top and screwed them in. One of the requirements that I have when I work on something that has some value, where I'm making a modification that maybe only I appreciate, is not to damage the original piece. So I did this by making this thing basically freestanding. So about 2 inches from the stove is a double wall of sheet metal with an air gap on either side. And then I wanted to protect the wall from overheating behind the wood stove chimney pipe. And the wood stove chimney pipe is 6 inches in diameter. It goes up to a thimble that holds in the attic a piece of insulated pipe that is required through the attic and to go out the roof. So that's really safe up there. And in order to make the heat shield there, I have 6-inch pipe, black pipe going up. I took a piece of 8-inch pipe, went around that thimble, which leaves a 1.5-inch air gap around that pipe, and I attached it at the top with a great big hose clamp I got at the hardware store, an Ideal clamp, the kind you see on a radiator hose in older cars. And sometimes they'll use them for dryer hoses. And they have a advancing screw on them with slots in the clamp metal, so it tightens down, and you can get quite a good grip with them. So I push the pipe up there, put it around the stovepipe, which is about 10 feet from the floor, and I attached it up there, squeezed it on there so that it holds. And the thimble, not being exactly smooth, it has some ribs built into it, held really, really good. So it just dangles a piece of stovepipe that, for the most part, circles the other stovepipe. It has an air gap in the middle. And then I attach another piece of pipe. I screwed my part of the thing together with some sheet metal screws to hold. So I have stovepipe heat shield around the bottom going clear to the ceiling. And doesn't look all that great to you, but I really like it. And it works really, really good. So my temperature reductions are pretty nice. The stovepipe runs around 200 degrees. It gets a little cooler as it goes up, 200 to 300 at the bottom, and it gets a little cooler as it goes up. But on the outside of the stovepipe, you know, I only have one piece of metal between that stovepipe. It gets to around 90 to 100 degrees now. So I got a pretty fair temperature reduction out of that. Sheetrock will not burn at 100 degrees. It will not start on fire, get hot enough to light at 100 degrees, and I can prove that because there's a lot of places that have over 100 degree temperatures in them, and the houses don't just catch on fire. Now, down at the on the sides of the wood stove, I did nothing for the top of the wood stove. I don't really care about that. The heat, the temperature, the heat is taken away quickly by the convection there. But on the sides of the stove where I had the 500 degrees, about 2 inches from the stove is the first wall of this heat shield. It ends up being 300 degrees Fahrenheit there. So I have a temperature reduction from, say, 500 to 300 at that point. Now there's a gap of a half inch nominal in between the two pieces of metal. And on the outside piece of metal, that's on the atmosphere side, away furthest away from the stove, the temperature of that surface is at what the ambient temperature of the air is around. If I look at a thermometer and measure that with the non-contact thermometer, I'm getting a temperature that's right about the same. So the reduction is really, really great. The thermal dynamics of the air passing through just carries that heat away. And so if I put something, a chair with a coat on it, or something that's has combustibility that's easy to start on fire or something, I can get it fairly close to the stove and feel pretty safe about it. So I really like the outcome of my project, and nobody told me to do it this way. I kind of looked at the back shield, heat shield on the stove, but it's just something I've kind of observed and always have known. And I remember seeing a movie one time with John Wayne in it, where they fought oil well fires, and that's what they made a piece of metal in front of them, and they would kind of make a cocoon around themselves, but they would keep water on it. They could get right up to the wellhead and put the fire out. But the purpose of my project was to make it a little safer around the exterior of the wood stove. I certainly achieved that very easily, and so I'm really proud of it, at least for myself. My wife says it's ugly. You know, she married me. What does that say? Anyhow, glad for the outcome of my project, and I'm glad to be able to share this with you. And I have a PDF picture in the show notes, so take time to look at that if you want to. You can see my handiwork and see what's not worth going to St. Helens to steal. So thank you very much, and this is David signing out for HPR.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.